90 degrees and sunny in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Two people arrested in East Nashville under a state law that makes it a felony to camp on public land have had their charges reduced. Both people, who are unhoused, were arrested at South Inglewood Park late last month. Under a rarely enforced 2022 law, the residents were initially charged with felonies. After involvement from the local housing organization, Open Table Nashville, one of the cases was retired as long as the defendant doesn't return to the park for 30 days. The other person was held in county jail for over a week before his charges were reduced to a misdemeanor and he was released. Open Table founder Lindsay Krinks says, co-founder Lindsay Krinks says, even with the changes reduced, good grief, charges reduced, this policy can be very harmful.
We just feel like these policies of not only arresting people for homelessness, but also prosecuting them still, even under misdemeanor charges, is not only cruel and unjust, but it's also ineffective because it did nothing to get either of the defendants who are arrested closer to housing. This is not the way we address homelessness, and it's certainly not the way to solve it.
Krinks called on Nashville's leaders to condemn the camping law and find a way to address homelessness without police involvement. More sheriff's departments across Tennessee are partnering with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents now that a new law forces cooperation at the risk of losing state funding. ICE is a federal agency that delegates some limited immigration enforcement to state or local agencies. In the past, partnering with ICE was an option, not a requirement. But state lawmakers passed the new law this year while coordinating with the Trump administration. So far, 94 local law enforcement agencies have signed on to the partnerships. Davidson County is not one of them. Sheriff Darren Hall says the new law doesn't apply to that department because its jurisdiction is different.